Hello and welcome to SystemGorilla.com. My name is Seb and today I want to talk to you about data management strategies for the automotive factory plant. So when you want to automate your production processes, this is the steps you will have to take. Enjoy my new podcast. Before we go through the different steps of data management in the automotive factory, let us sum up some of the reasons why we would automate our production processes for cars overall. One of the priorities, it needs a lot of man hours. So there's a total working time and number of workers required for the process, which you would like to reduce in terms of cost. There's a repetitiveness as well, so the degree of repetitive work in the process is really high, and that doesn't make results for manual work a good deal. You want to reduce that. Complexity and accuracy is another reason why you would want to automate, because it requires precision in the whole process, and this cannot be equally done over time by a human. In some cases, you face safety risks for the worker, so there's a physical burden or the risk of an accident, which you want to avoid definitely. Overall, with a good automation, you can get your quality numbers stable, so the process variations are not depending very much on the worker anymore. And let's face it, one of the main reasons why automotive manufacturers would automate their processes because of their throughput. So if you have bottlenecks, they usually group around the manual work in the process flow. If you automate these, you can have a higher throughput of production. Let's start our data management strategy from the very first bottleneck that you will see at the beginning of the initial automation phase. There's a lack and insufficiency of data. You can only and ever automate a problem or a process step if you know sufficiently what is going in and you can quantify that over time, what is coming out of the process and you can quantify it over time and possibly even quantify your calibrating parameters and disturbances. So let's get into it. Which would be the process steps that you will have to quantify? We will start at the very beginning. At the very first phase of your initiation, you will rely heavily on external data engineering capabilities that will help you out when figuring different data sets. For example, at your assembly line, you want to capture voltage data, the presence and absence of sensor data, vibration and shock data for your machinery, and component replacement cycle data. This part of the very first step will be mostly a manual data collection, which will be a processing time for each production stage, for example. So manual data collection will get you sorted at the start, but especially if you want to get more robust indicators on your production equipment and your production processes, you will have to look into limited data extraction. Due to the lack of integrated systems across divisions, it is sometimes difficult to manage and extract data, especially including exceptions. Parts of the second step of the equipment operation log data collection, you guessed it, is operation data from your machinery, mounting log data from your tools, error and alarm log data, PLC communication and its log data, as well as network communication. This overall gives you a much better understanding of the timely behavior, not only the procedural behavior of your assembly line sub-processes. After seeing the first two steps, manual data collection and limited data extraction, we will have to go into the vision and image data collection, which is its own thing. Because you're now supervising processes like welding, the direct assembly, painting, and inspection. This is a different category when it comes to technological requirements. So now here we're talking about a digitized data collection. There have to be automated solutions in place to store your data in databases. Digitized data should be utilized in this process step for the optimization of your subtasks. There need to be automated data extraction, analysis, transmission, and storage processes in place just due to the vast amount of gigabytes you will get. This is also one of the first data management strategy points where you will have to think about the internalization of capacity and in-house execution levels, because here we're getting very specific and going down to your core processes. Do you want to see that solely in the hands of an external data engineering provider? Guess not. After the digitized data collection, now the data cloud comes into the play. A cloud system allows you to store data on an integrated platform. It improves efficiency in data access and extraction. So basically, you can just store more of the data of your processes, not necessarily different use cases. At this stage of your data management strategy, so you're employing the data cloud, it makes sense to get in touch with your innovation departments. The use of it would be to lead the automation and robot introduction and advance the data management system, because it goes hand in hand. Depending on your company size, a couple of dozen robot development experts with a direct authority to drive these automation initiatives should be employed here. Because we're talking about massive amounts of data and in many cases still open frameworks, how to process it and figure out the things that you really need. Going from there, usually the advanced automation and robotics phase kicks in. In this very step, the enhancement of robot development and on-site applications at your plant is made feasible by using the collected data, analyzing work patterns, monitoring the robot precision and its errors, and predict maintenance needs. By the way, predictive health management is something that's a key word in the industry here. You want to make sure with your Industry 4.0 approach that the downtime of your machinery and processes is reduced to a minimum. So, I hope you found that valuable when you're automizing your automotive factory. And I hope to see you at my complimentary 20-minute sparring session at systemgorilla.com. My name is Seb, and I hope you have a nice day.